This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game, shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can be a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help you find options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The kick is blocked. Yeah. It is blocked. Yeah. It is blocked. And the Packers have won.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run. And muscles his way into the end zone. Are you kidding me?
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Actor John David Washington. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, baby. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in, our podcast listeners. Hello to you. You've got a new edition of Overreaction Monday already waiting for you. Chris Brockman and I came in early, as we're going to start doing every single Monday because it mandates it. And we've already recorded the latest edition of Overreaction Monday for you to listen to or check out on our YouTube channel all the time, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. It's one of those days where we could talk for 6 hours. We've only got three. And there was so much action just, one would say, in the last 3 minutes of Sunday Night Football. More fight than we saw between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson on Friday night, which is the way everything started on our sports weekend. There was more action on Netflix in the Great British Bake Show than we saw in that one. But at any rate, long story short, good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
I'm buffering.
Nice.
Buffering.
Good for you.
Buffering.
Well, we'll be buffaloing in a second. Good to see you, DJ Mikey D.
Coach.
How are you?
Good morning.
TJ Jefferson, candles lit. Good to see you, sir.
Candles lit. I feel better than Stipe's ribs right now. I can promise you.
All right. A little TKO. That was in Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. The Week 11 schedule in the National Football League had all of that and the biscuit all set up in all of these divisional games. Started on a Thursday night between the Eagles and the Commanders. That one was a little bit points challenged, similar to what we saw between the Ravens and the Steelers. And then the Bears and the Packers, all eyes on what was going to happen on the Bears' offense. And then we saw what happened to the Bears' special teams at the end of the game. We're going to get into all of that. Kyle Brandt in studio in hour number two. Seattle and San Francisco. That one with a runoff by Geno Smith running it into the end zone for his first career win against the 49ers. Just absolutely stunning the defending NFC champs, losing for a second time at home in division this year. They're reeling. Seattle's still alive. But guess what? The marquee we all knew was going to be Buffalo and Kansas City. And what the Buffalo Bills did on Sunday late afternoon into the early evening in Western New York, which is to basically serve notice on the Kansas City Chiefs that they've got company atop the AFC. Steelers may have done that earlier in the day against the Ravens.
but they have got company. They've got company in the 9-win club. They're now 9-2, and all they need to do is have the Kansas City Chiefs just slip up one more time, and the Bills will have a back pocket tie break to put on the table and tell Kansas City they've got to come back into Western New York and do what they did to them last year, which is shock them in the playoffs. And what the Bills did yesterday is just remind everybody that they are a sum of its parts in a way that we have not seen in quite some time. Certainly in Western New York, we've been talking about it. What are they going to do without Stephon Diggs? They don't have Diggs. They also had, you know, Dalton Kincaid out and Keon Coleman out.
Yep.
And they beat the Chiefs anyway. And they didn't just beat the Chiefs. They picked off Mahomes a couple times. They didn't just pick him off a couple times. They put a 30 spot on a Kansas City defense that had not given up more than 30 or more points, or 28 points in a regular season game since week 5 of 2022. That's a 38-game streak that got snapped. Longest of any team since the 05 to 07 Patriots. And even better, it's the manner in which they did it, which is Kansas City doing its 2024 thing, which is look vulnerable, look like they can be beaten, and then somehow pull a football rabbit out of the hat. And sure enough, last time these two teams played in Orchard Park, New York, the Bills were set up down 3. The Bills were set up down 3 on the 26-yard line of the Kansas City Chiefs, and could not go any further, and had to send Tyler Bass out. Had to send him out for a field goal to tie the game. They had to settle for a field goal to tie the game from the 26-yard line, and Bass missed it. And the Chiefs move on. And they go to Baltimore and win that AFC Championship game, and then they go to Las Vegas and beat the Niners in overtime, and suddenly we've got back-to-back championships, and here they are going for a three-peat at 9-0. And the Buffalo Bills were up 2. They were up 2, and it was fourth down again, and this time it was 2:17 to go in the contest. In the divisional round, it was a minute 47 to go, down 3. This one, they were up 2 with 2:17 to go, facing a fourth down from, guess where? The Kansas City 26, the same damn yard line as the divisional round game. And Sean McDermott's like, you know what we're not going to do? Send Tyler Bass out there to just put us up 5 and let Mahomes have the ball back and a chance to win it in our building. Keeps the offense on the field. Josh Allen keeps the football and runs it in the end zone. And in so doing, Josh Allen became the second place holder on the list of most rushing touchdowns in Buffalo Bills history, surpassing O.J. Simpson. Josh Allen has more rushing touchdowns than O.J. Simpson as a Buffalo Bill, trailing only Thurman Thomas.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Risk-reward, sure, a risk. That reward is we're telling the Chiefs not today. Sean McDermott had this to say after the game about his decision.
You know, we mapped it out during the week and felt strongly that that was the right decision. You know, I don't want to be resulting, if you will, but would have stood by it if it didn't work out. Just felt like, you know, there's been too many games, as you guys know, where Andy and Patrick have come back and you kick a field goal and they go score a touchdown, or it's overtime, you know, just in different games where they've been and they get the ball first and the game's, you know, so they're just way too good to not go for it right there. And, you know, so every situation's a little bit different, but felt confident.
He's pushing buttons, man. Last year, everyone's wondering, what buttons is this man pushing? Oh, he pushed the button to get his offensive coordinator out to save his own skin. That was a button everyone was talking about him pushing last year, and turned out that button was a nice button push, because this offense is working without the so-called number one guy. I know Amari Cooper had a couple nice chunk play catches. But what they're doing is holding on to the football. Of the few offensive statistics the Chiefs entered this game number one at was time of possession. They led the NFL in time of possession entering week 11, 33 minutes and 1 second. 25 minutes, 57 seconds. The Bills won the time of possession. They had 34 minutes of possession. That's the way you beat Mahomes and also take it away from him. They've now had a takeaway in all 11 of their games in 2024. The defense is taking it away. They're being opportunistic. They're holding onto the football. And they've got Josh Friggin Allen. Some of its parts. This, I'll be honest, I overlooked it. I thought this is the year that they can get got. And Josh Allen is playing like the most valuable player of the National Football League. And the best part about it is he's been through it all. In the same way McDermott's like, I've seen this movie. We're going for it. Allen was like, I've seen this movie. How many times have we beaten this team in the regular season only to lose to them in the playoffs? This is the way he came up to the podium talking about beating the Chiefs.
It means we have to 9 wins. I know it's from perception, outside perception, it's a really big game and what it means for both fan bases and the league. We're in week 11. You know, we're 9-2. Last time I checked, 9 wins probably doesn't get you in the playoffs. So, you know, going into this bye week, you get to enjoy ourselves a little bit, but coming back ready, you know, a hungry team and just trying to go 1-0.
All right. I love it.
Okay.
Great way to do it. They're hitting the bye week. They're 9-2. They're printing playoff tickets. They're going to win their division easily. And all they need is the Chiefs to just slip up one more time. They don't lose another one, and they host. Buddy's just taking it one game at a time. And their 9 wins are as many as the Chiefs and the Lions, that we'll get to in a second. Good for them. Unbelievable. And they just keep on plugging away. Matt Milano's coming back, too, it looks like. How that's going to change the tenor of things is significant. And they've scored 30 or more points 5 straight games. That's the longest active Chiefs in the streak in the streak in the National Football League. Easy for me to say. They have joined the ranks of the Chiefs, officially in the AFC. And you could sit here and say they're better than the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs keep on looking beatable, only to pull it out at the end. And they couldn't do that on Sunday. Listen, Xavier Worthy popped up. So that's good news. Mahomes and DeAndre Hopkins have a connection already. That's going to get better. Isaiah Pacheco's coming back, meaning two things. One, they're going to bring a running style that kind of matches their defense. That's going to get established again, much to the dismay of everybody that's been working with Kareem Hunt and their fantasy teams over the last month and a half. He's like the Mike Davis. Remember Mike Davis who kept running?
Yes.
When Christian McCaffrey was hurt and McCaffrey never came back or didn't come back when you thought and he kept on running? That Kareem Hunt days are going to end. Pacheco's coming back. And we'll see how the Chiefs respond to getting bloodied. I did see they did have a cutaway of Travis Kelce after Mahomes got picked off one last time, and it was obvious the Bills were going to win. Did you see Kelce was kind of giving a clap to everybody?
A golf clap.
Like, sort of like, you know, good.
Good on you.
Good on you.
Yeah, but this is what happens. The Bills look great and dominate them to an extent in the regular season, and then they play in the playoffs, and they can't get it done. So, like, excuse me for not getting excited about this.
About the Bills you're talking about.
Do it in January, man.
No, I hear you. As for the Chiefs, though, I mean, you take a look at their remaining schedule. Their next game is at Carolina. The hottest team in Germany. Coming back to the United States, terra firma, with a 2-game win streak coming off a bye. The day after Thanksgiving on Prime Video. You could see that right here on the Roku portal. Then you got, you know, the Chargers, which looks pretty damn stout. It's in Arrowhead. That's on a Sunday night. Can't wait for that. At Cleveland, home for Houston, at Pittsburgh, at Denver. And that Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh stretch is something we've been talking about ever since the schedule came out. That's the Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday schedule that everybody playing on Christmas Day will be having to navigate that. That's a weird schedule. And then at Denver, which, as we know, is no gimme. Ask Atlanta. But there's some winnable games out there. The Bills do have a game against the Lions that's out there coming off of a bye. So this is going to be interesting. Home for San Francisco, which did not, you know, look like a team that is not going to find its championship footing this year. Here against the Rams, call Del Tufo and Brockman for tickets.
Whoa.
And then you've got a finish against New England twice and the Jets, who are toast. So, you know, how are the two-time defending Super Bowl champs going to handle getting their mouth bloodied? Mahomes was asked basically how the reaction to this is going to manifest. Here's his answer.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that it is a benefit. I'm not going to say we were relaxed, but at the same time, I feel like we were just coming away with these wins at the end of the game, and I think it's going to spark us to have more urgency, especially at the start of football games, especially with the offense, and that comes from me, and turning the ball over on the first drive is something you can't do in big games like this, and so the hope is that this is a spark for us, that we can play better football going throughout the rest of the regular season and into the postseason.
In terms of getting their mouth bloodied, in terms of how they're going to react to it, we'll see. I think they will react positively to it. And I'm not taking any cheese. We'll see what happens when the winner go home time happens and how healthy they're going to be and how Kelsey's going to look. Because we're still waiting to see the Kelsey of old to just come out. I shouldn't say that. Kelsey has had better games over the last couple of weeks. Just tip your cap to the Bills. They're the better team on Sunday. That is for sure. They finished. They put points on a defense that doesn't give them up. They held on to the football against a team that wins time of possession. And they picked off the Mount Rushmore quarterback in the league. A couple times. They did it. And I'm just going to put a pin in it right now and say for the Chiefs, would have been nice if they went in to the three-peat playoffs undefeated. That would have been some interesting fodder for all of us to discuss. It's not going to happen.
Probably better for them if they didn't.
Maybe not. Of course not. You got to taste the blood in their mouth. Like I said, feel a little bit alive and come back and say, we're championship red asses. We're not going to be beat again. We'll see how that happens. But kudos to the Bills. 9-2, going on a bye, beating the Chiefs. Looking the way that they look, feeling great about themselves, loving each other up in a locker room. It's absolutely, you could make the case, best the Bills scenario has been in quite some time. And they've had some great scenarios. Now then, one last piece of inspiration, inspo, if you will, for the Chiefs to react positively to getting hit in the mouth. Just look to the Lions. Now, they did win in Houston last Sunday night. And it was one of those games like the Chiefs had won, right? Where defensively was getting it done. Offensively, they were just making so many mistakes. And this is going to be the time that they get beaten for the second time this year. Again, they've won every game since week two's loss to the Buccaneers at home. Won every other game that they've taken the field. Jared Goff picked off five times. But they did come away with a win. That said, there's a lot for them to work on and not like. How are they going to respond? Holy crap. I understand the Jaguars are
a high school team.
Like, okay. That's your opinion. Still grown-ass men out there suiting up and knowing that it's all falling apart. Their livelihoods are on the line. At least the coaches' livelihoods have been 100% threatened, and it can't feel really good about themselves right now with a backup quarterback going into Detroit and the Lions wanting to make examples of everybody. There are no grace periods in the National Football League, and did the Lions 100% prove it? I don't know if is a Governor DeSantis going to come out and call them classless? Is that what's going to happen? Florida governor? I don't know. Do they have a Chris Christie on their team? Jacksonville? Classless. Get out of here. They're the class in the National Football League. That's what they are. They are the best team in the NFL, the Detroit Lions. They are going to, they have made 100% a reality what the coach said when he first introduced himself as the head coach of the Lions. They're absolutely Dan Campbell's mantra, style, essence, personified. Same thing with the city. Talk to any member of the Roar Restoration Project that's been waiting for the Lions to play like this. It's exactly the way they want football to be played. Smart, stout, relentless, heartless. How many times have the Lions been curb stomped in their time? They are absolutely taking decades of curb stomping and throwing it back at the rest of the NFL. Eight straight wins in a season for the first time since 1934. That was also the last time they were 9-1 or better. Sixth team in the last five seasons start 9-1 or better. They scored 50 burgers in multiple games this year. Jared Goff, five interceptions 1 week, and he comes up with the fifth most ever passing yards in a game with a perfect passer rating. 412 of them. They scored touchdowns in each of their first seven drives against Jacksonville. I don't recall having seen this stat. Again, it's the largest by a team since 1979, so that's perhaps why. They had 475 more total yards than their opponent. 475. Franchise record, 645 total yards of offense. Amon-Ra St. Brown, if you're playing him, and he won your fantasy week for you, if you're playing against him, he beat you. Remember I said that? I'll pound the table a little bit for myself here. Remember I came here and I'm like, he's a top five receiver in the NFL? He is. Eight straight games now with a receiving touchdown. He was unbelievable. They're all incredible. Jameis, if you had a Detroit Lion, they won your fantasy week for you.
Right.
Any name one. If you're going against multiple ones, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Done.
Richard, a guy in my league has Montgomery and Gibbs on the same team.
He won this week, I believe.
Don't know how we let
St.
that happen.
St. Brown, Jameson Williams, they were all just all on tilt. And then Dan Campbell asked after the game if he thinks that they could have the best offense ever. If they could put up the best offensive season ever, had this to say.
I think we have that ability. I really do. I think we have that ability. We have, to me, we have everything that we need to be potent. And like I say, I feel like we're well-rounded. When you're able to run the ball with the big boys up front and you got a hammer like David and you got electric, this man, electricity with Gibbs, and you got J-Mo on the perimeter, and then you've got our rock, St. Brown, who, man, just continues to make plays. You put him anywhere you want to put him, and you need it, he's got it. And then running the whole show is Goff. I think we can be dangerous. You know, we have that ability.
Way to speak it into existence. I love it, man. I love it. Yeah, we can have the best offense ever. What of it? I love it. Eagles joined them in the NFC elite this week, for sure. You could say, well, they have been doing it the last few weeks, but there they are. No doubt. No doubt. That could be your NFC championship game when it's all said and done. Lions-Eagles. Someone else crashed the party. Why not? Sure. But the Lions are the best team in the NFL as we are entering week 12. Period. End of story. They are doing it. And did you see this? Look who's walking in water. Aiden Hutchinson coming back. Look who's on his feet.
He's in a pool. What do you mean coming back? He's in a pool.
The process has started.
This dude had his leg surgically repaired, a broken bone, a month ago. Come on now.
Yeah, he shouldn't be in the pool. You wouldn't, I mean, you wouldn't think he'd be in the pool.
He's in a pool.
He's in a pool. He's walking.
Everyone calm down.
He's coming back, baby.
Calm down.
Excuse me. This is my.
They scored 50 points against a team trying to get their coach fired. Like, I'm not getting excited over Sunday.
Okay.
For the Lions. I'm sorry.
What, we should have a new segment. What does excite Brock mean? You're not excited about the Bills.
No, we're not doing that.
Not excited about what did excite him?
You know what he did? Drake May's second possession against the Rams. That excited him. We got that text.
Drake May is already a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Okay.
That's it.
Hutch is coming back. He's believing. Dan Campbell is preaching. And they are killing everybody in their path. Oh, baby. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Ravens and Steelers.
Oh, my.
What's going on with the Bengals? So much intrigue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
So I guess the good news is the Lions don't play in the AFC South.
Why is that?
Because they put 52 up on both Jacksonville and Tennessee. Those are the two teams they hit 50 burgers on this year. Is Ben Johnson making himself the hottest coaching candidate in the National Football League?
Again, part two. I mean, he was last year.
Well, he was one of them. Jim Harbaugh, I think, was kind of in play for whoever wanted him.
That's true.
Vrabel, too. I don't know how he didn't get a gig. Belichick, as we all know, is a big name. So, but Ben Johnson, that's it.
It is, right?
You should want him in Dallas.
Sure, everyone should, but you also got to maybe look at it like this.
Yes.
Is he bringing Goff, Gibbs, Montgomery, Sun God, Williamson?
No, of course not.
So, I mean.
But
I,
you're also seeing what it looks like if you get the right individuals. You get the right guy, individuals.
But you got to get the right guys.
Well, you got Dak, you've got CD.
Us? No, come on, please. We're not the right team.
Why? Why not?
Because I'm not believing in this right now, Rich. I'm not believing in this.
Because they only have a couple good players.
I mean, if
we don't have Gibbs and Montgomery, yeah, that's
they don't
for sure.
they don't have the horses.
We have a well,
nobody
we have
does.
A
that's
Brown.
Why they fired their coaches. That's the problem. That I mean, that's when you get a new coach. It's not like Green Bay, where you just have another great quarterback waiting in the wings.
Yeah, but you got like I said,
and you fire somebody.
Jameer Gibbs don't grow on trees, you know. Like,
well, you can draft one. Remember when the Lions drafted? Everyone's like, why do that? You got DeAndre Swift. Okay, now we know.
That's true.
Now we get it.
They trade for Montgomery in division.
Everybody's wondering about Jack Campbell. Why would you draft him? Well, he got a game ball yesterday. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I'm on the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. It's supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Steelers had another Boswell Palooza, and that was enough to beat the Ravens because they have Lamar Jackson's number. Do they ever? Dare I say, Lamar or the Steelers to Lamar are like the Browns to Burrow? Where Lamar has his way against most, but not them.
Mm-hmm.
And Burrow has his way against most, but not the Browns.
The Browns.
And the Browns, as you know, have Myles Garrett, who likes to put his stamp on Burrow when he can. The Steelers have the TJ Watt stamp, and he likes applying it to Lamar Jackson. He had a sack, two quarterback hits, two tackles for loss against the Ravens. Watt now has 17 career sacks against Baltimore, 8.5 more sacks than any other player against Baltimore since 2017. And the guy who is second is Myles Garrett. Man, that guy, TJ Watt, he's just amazing. And the Steelers defense as a whole, because let's talk about that. That's the difference here, or one of the many differences. We'll get to the others in a second. Because the Ravens came into this game as the third team in NFL history with at least 20 points per game and 375 yards or more of total offense in the first 10 games of a season. The other two were the Peyton Manning MVP-led 2013 Broncos and the Marshall Faulk MVP-led 2000 Rams. And that's the Ravens team that came into their house and scored a season-low 16 points. Baltimore led the league with 31.8 points per game through the first 10 weeks. And the Steelers came out with the first forced fumble and recovery on Derrick Henry since week 16 of 2022. Second play of the game. Led to just three, though. Led to just three. And they wound up being all over the Ravens and got just enough of offense in between the 20s to get it done. And the Steelers are 8-2. How about that? Russ is 4-0 as starter of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Mike Tomlin, he's not just going to eke out another winning record, is he?
Not this year.
Not this year. And he is just stirring the pot, man. He's stirring it up. I just love what he's doing right now.
We're not going to apologize for winning.
He's not. He came up with another one of those. Do we have that soundbite, or is that all part of one, Mike Hoskins? All these. Yeah, that one. The stirring it up. And the offense. This is great. You got the offense one? Let's do that. He's not apologizing. Go for it. Hit it.
We did what we always do, to be quite honest with you. You better play hard, fast, and together when you play this group and when you play Mr. Jackson. His talents are unique. Their schematics are unique. And forget the minutia of what it is you do. You better play hard, fast, and together. You got no shot. And we always start there.
How do you evaluate your offense then in this game?
W.
W. Yep. You look at the standings, wherever you have, you get your standings on your phone, your computer, wherever you get them, or on our screen. There's no pictures. I don't see any photographs. W. 8-2. With a 1.5 game lead in division on the Ravens. And they held serve. I love how he calls him Mr. Jackson. By the way, did you know he was calling Lamar Mr. Jackson all week? As a sign of respect. That, yeah. Did you see that?
Uh-huh. Rich, you know, you mentioned TJ Watt, of course.
Yes.
But this was Patrick Queen revenge game.
Well, he had a heck of a game as well. As you know, he ripped one out of the hands. Was it likely he ripped one out of his hands? That was a big play, big turnover. And then Tomlin certainly stirred it up as well. Just took the pin out of this one and flobbed it right at the Ravens. afterwards on Patrick Queen.
What can you say about Queen?
You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, man. I'm glad he is on our team.
Now, listen, I know I know they didn't offer him, right? And Queen came on our show and he was circling this game. Call him trash. I don't think the Ravens were viewing him as refuse.
No, but I'm sure
to be left out on a certain day of the week when it's pickup time.
I'm sure maybe that's how Coach was giving it to him all week.
Oh, baby. That's coaching, man.
Team defense, too. I mean, they've given up the second fewest points in the league.
Now, my concern would be, just again, I know offense is W, is that Russ, for the first time, wasn't just hitting his back foot all the time and getting rid of it and just moving it along. He threw that one interception in the end zone that damn near cost him. Yeah. They could have gotten another Boswell field goal out of it and made it a much easier game for themselves. But he just... So you're seeing some of the Russ of recent old, you know, where he had to look for receiver two and three, not hitting his back foot, and then he was running for his life. It wasn't as in rhythm as we saw in Washington, D.C. last week or against the two New York teams who play in New Jersey. Sorry, Bills fans. So, you know. That's why he was asked about the offense, and then he says W, and now they're going to just turn right around and flush this and go right into Cleveland on a Thursday night. Yeah. Jameis coming off of a 9,000-yard performance against his former team, albeit in a loss in New Orleans. We've been talking about it. They got to make hay before their Week 11 because that's when the division stuff starts. They entered that stretch at 7-2, and they won their first against Baltimore. Man, it's fun.
It's fun.
Steelers are in the mix. Always more fun when the Steelers are really good, and they're really good. As for the Ravens, how do we chalk this up? Do we chalk this up to the Steelers are really good and that they exposed their Achilles heel, which is penalties? I don't know how John cleans this one up because it's been an issue. It's been an issue all year long. They've had 23 penalties accepted against them over the last 2 weeks. They lead the NFL in both penalties and penalty yards. Usually we don't talk about that with the Ravens. But, you know, that lost fumble on the first drive by Derrick Henry, two snaps in, led to the first 3 of 6 for Boswell. That started the miscues. Justin Tucker missed 2 field goals in the first quarter. That's the first time in his career he missed multiple field goals in a single quarter of a game.
That was shocking.
The Ravens had 3 giveaways, 2 missed field goals, and 12 penalties. You're not going to win a division game on the road doing that. It's the first game any team in the NFL has had of 3 or more giveaways, 2 or more missed field goals, or 10 or more penalties in a game over the last 5 seasons. So do you say that's the Steelers? Or, man, that is something the Ravens can't fix. Or Lamar does by having games with 400 total yards, 500 total yards, and you're not going to do that against the Steelers team. And there might be other teams in the playoffs you're not going to do that against. Certainly if you got to go in their house. Or do you say it's the first time the Ravens have had multiple giveaways all year long in a game? Or it's the first time the Ravens have had 3 or more giveaways all year long in a game? First time Baltimore's had 3 or more giveaways, 2 or more missed field goals in a game since 2011. Maybe it's just one of those days.
That weirdly felt like a Lamar playoff game, though.
Which is struggle on offense. I mean, he did hit Zay Flowers in the chest on one, right?
And helmet.
And he did. And
blank.
He did, in the helmet. Yeah. Or he did hit. Zay Flowers did score a touchdown.
They held on to it.
You know what I mean?
They held on to it.
And they made a game of it. And then Russ starts throwing moon balls again. You know, I mean, how do you chalk that up? Well, if you're Raven, you're like, you know what? Division games are, and by the way, way more punches thrown in this game than Tyson Paul.
Well done.
Thank you. And it's just one of those games you just say, we'll get them next time. Because there's going to be a next time. And that happens week 16. Their next two games, man, before their bye, the Harbaugh, next, 1 week from tonight, just up the road. Then the Keystone State welcomes them again. This time they welcome Philadelphia in before a bye at Tommy Cutlets. That will not be Daniel Jones in week 15. We'll talk about that later on. Pittsburgh at Houston, Cleveland. And again, just like we talked about with the Chiefs, and just like we're talking about with Pittsburgh, the Ravens are also playing on Christmas Day, which means they've got a Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday tilt, weeks 15 through 17. At least for them, they're coming off of a bye. So they'll be healthy and rested for that crazy stretch. I got to wonder if the Ravens are looking at a wild card right now. But anything can happen. And the Steelers did show on offense that Russ can revert. But I don't know if I don't know how you handle it with the Ravens. I'm not going to sit here and claim one thing or another, that their division hopes are gone and that they're not very good and that it's unfixable, or it's just one of those days. And they almost damn won in Pittsburgh anyway.
It could be just one of those days. But
I think the
defense is a little suspect.
But they tighten the bolts, man.
I wonder if that says more about the Steelers.
Again, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Interesting game.
But and Roquan Smith went out with a hamstring injury. Right. That is going to be particularly difficult to sustain. Mm-hmm. But TJ Watt, he's would you say he's your defensive player of the year front runner right now?
Oh, I would think so.
For sure, right? Yeah. What he's doing. Unbelievable. Again.
Yeah, he's a massive, massive favorite in the odds.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right now. So, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll talk when we come back what we saw on Sunday Night Football. Your phone calls await. We also have Kyle Brandt in studio to kick off hour number two and the actor John David Washington in studio hour number three. So much still to come right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, everybody, back here on the program. What else can we discuss before the radio audience returns? Cleveland Cavaliers are 15-0.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Yawn.
Okay.
Team's undefeated, bro. Like,
you got to give it up to an undefeated NBA team, right?
He'll have a reason not to.
It's literally November.
Okay. 15-0 is a great start.
Is there a banner? Are they hanging a banner for that?
You know, it's also undefeated.
Again, more banners.
My fantasy basketball.
Oh, God. I knew that's where it was.
What?
It's November.
I knew.
It's 4-0. I'm 4-0.
Super. Guess who's 3-1?
You are.
I mean, jeez.
I know. It's not 4-0. Feeling good.
Well, congratulations.
There you go. Should we have
whatever you're going to say, no.
Should we have in our fantasy league, you know, like a 2-week stretch in November and December. That's like a tournament? Cup. Yeah, yeah.
A cup.
It's a cup.
The Eisen Cup? No.
The Eisen Cup.
Can't be the Eisen Cup, though. It's got to
be. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. The BMW definitely. Cup.
I don't know. Well, somebody's got to sponsor that.
Let's get a sponsor.
You guys need one.
Somebody call the United Arab Emirates. Yeah. Call the Emirates.
Brockman.
They're just giving away money. Why?
Maybe. Yeah,
Brockman. Call up. Let's hit up Helmet. See if he'll have the BMW sponsor.
Yeah, Helmet will give us a. Yeah,
you know, I don't just. But should we have.
In the middle of the season.
I'm just looking because then, I can hang a banner.
This week is.
Then I can hang a banner.
Is week one?
Of what? Of the
week one of the cup.
Yeah, sure.
And then in 2 more weeks, we'll do another week?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Then we'll figure out a cup. Why not?
I'm down for that.
And then we'll hang a banner here.
And then we'll put a banner.
Then I'll get a banner.
Finally.
For sure. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, Sleep Number Store is waiting for you to go on in there and check out everything that's going on in there, because you should definitely stop at a Sleep Number Store if you're in market for a new bed right now. They can assess your body's pressure points, recommend a bed at every price point that's just right for you, and find the bed that is just right for you. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store. Tell them the Rich Eisen Show sent you.
Hey.
I've got a stat for you guys.
You do?
Since week 8, last 4 weeks, last month, National Football League. Best point differential in the NFL belongs to...
The Cowboys.
No.
Well, probably the Lions.
Correct.
Yeah, because...
Second best point differential belongs to the Philadelphia Eagles. Plus 61. Lions are plus 97. You know what's third on the point differential list? You don't. I'll tell you. It is your Los Angeles Chargers.
I would not have got that.
Plus 52 over their 4-game win streak, including last night. And, man, looked like that point differential would go way up when they were up 27-6 as Justin Herbert came out firing. He looked like the guy that was the guy here in L.A., before everything hit, and then the Chargers got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Everyone's wondering, where are the points coming from? When's Jim's offense going to start clicking? What's going on? And then there's Quentin Johnston. There's LaDidi McConkey. LaDidi McConkey.
I got him.
Big game.
6 catches, buck 23.
That's my guy.
Dobbins gets in the end zone. And then... the roof started to cave in, and the Chargers started seeming like they were charging. Mm-hmm. But those days are over. The charging days are over. Because, yes, Burrow was finding T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and Chase Brown. All the Chases were doing what they were doing. And the charging seems to have rested with the Bengals now, who are bengaling. And their kicker's the one that missed 2 field goals. And even if Evan McPherson had made those field goals, the Chargers still came up with the touchdown. What a one. 3 plays, 84 yards, right down the field. J.K. Dobbins jumps in the end zone for a second time. And that was all she wrote for a dynamite flex football game on Sunday Night Football. 27-6 to 27 all. And just when you thought the Chargers were doing Chargers things, they sent Joe Burrow and the Bengals to a 4-7 record. Jim Harbaugh had this to say afterwards.
Great win! Great team win. It was awesome. It was like two heavyweights, you know, going at it. I mean, they're a great football team. And like I said, our guys are just
just kept playing. And, you know, I just been having this feeling really since the beginning, you know, back in April, May, June, that we got the right guys at the right time. And that's all a coach can ask for. And just keep building.
Keep building. 7-3. 7-3. They're making the playoffs. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Chargers making the playoffs.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I do.
Come on, man. 7-3. Somebody's going to have to come up from the 4-6-dom to try and shock them. They're going to have to fall apart. Colts are sitting there at 5-6. Dolphins 4-6. Can either of those teams put together a run? They've already beaten the Bengals. They're 3+ up on Cincy. 4 in a loss.
Yeah, I'm writing off Cincinnati. It seems like Bengals, it's Dolphins, Colts, Broncos, Ravens are for the last two spots.
Jim Harbaugh's going to take the Chargers to the playoffs in his first year here. Yeah. From 5th overall on the clock to potentially the 5 seed in the conference. Go figure that.
That's a good spot to be in because they can easily go to Houston and win that game.
Yeah, be in the final 4 of the AFC.
Yeah.
Absolutely do that. And then Harbaugh is next. That's going to be a big game for a tiebreak. That's a big game on Monday night to wrap up week 12. As for the Bengals.
Schedule isn't easy, man.
As for the Bengals. I don't know. How about this stat? You can't make this sort of stuff up. But Joe Burrow, what's been happening to this team, he has been absolutely, completely on fire. And the problem is they keep losing. They keep losing. And he did what he had to do. Last 2 weeks, 350 or more passing yards, 3 or more touchdowns, and 0 interceptions in back-to-back games. Both losses. Only other time in history that's happened. Happened to Matt Ryan weeks 3 and 4 of the 2018 season. And T. Higgins came back and had a season-high buck 48. Had a touchdown. And the one that tied the game up with Chase. It's exactly, you know, when the defense was balling out and then they missed 2 field goals and let the Chargers just march down the field for a touchdown. And they lose again. They're 4-7. They're out of words for it. Joe Burrow had this to say afterwards.
Zach is telling us that he has full confidence that you guys will put together a run and still make a run at the playoffs. Do you have that same confidence?
Hope so.
What gives you faith, given the 4-7 record, that you can do it?
You know, I guess we'll find out. We are where we're at. I'm not happy with where we're at. I don't think anybody is, but all you can do is come back tomorrow and try to get better.
This has been the most frustrating season you've ever had.
Yeah.
Why?
Pretty self-explanatory.
By the way, great follow-up question of why. Yeah, why? And, you know, we all have eyes. We can all see it. Mm-hmm. And he's just not going to get there in terms of laying it all out there because there's something up. He knows something's up. And Jamar Chase, who, you know, said, I'm always open. You know, Joe sometimes doesn't see it when they didn't connect on a 2-point conversion to lose in Baltimore the previous week. This is what he had to say afterwards.
Honestly, I don't know, man. I have no clue. I still believe in the guys in his locker room, though. We just got to find ways to finish.
You've seen Evan back.
Finish. Like, I've heard everybody obviously knows you need to do. What do you do?
How do I do it? I don't know. Ask Zach. Ask the coaches. Don't ask me. That's not my job.
To finish?
I play football on the field. I don't call plays for us.
Man, it is getting chippy in that locker room right now.
Wow.
I don't know if it's the play calling. It's one thing or the other. Defense had a terrible first half. Second half, much better. Offense played well enough to tie the game and then get their field goal kicker in position to even redeem himself on a missed kick, and he missed both. But the defense did give up a touchdown. Even if McPherson made both, the Chargers would have won with 1 second left. By 1 point, with mere seconds to go, if that had happened. But it's tough to think the Bengals are going to win 6 in a row to wrap up the season to make the playoffs. That's for sure. But Zach Taylor's also the guy that drew up the plays and called the plays for a 264-yard game for Chase against the Ravens. So it's the play calling? Is that what it is?
We don't know if Burrow's checking to some stuff during the game.
I don't know.
What he's checked to, maybe that's worked better.
I'm all due respect to Zach Moss, I was very high on Chase Brown, as you know. I'm like, we should draft him in all our leagues and everything like that for fantasy. I don't know why we were splitting time there. He's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it the offense's problem? Is that what it is? It just is one of those years there, too, just like San Francisco. Slipping away. Sliding away for a lot of these seasons.
Zach Taylor signed through 2026. He's one of the lowest paid coaches in the league.
Dude.
It would only cost about $9 million.
Let me tell you something. One more time. You're setting me up. You're giving me that spinning curve in the zone here.
Well, I'm also making my point that it's not that much money to get rid of this guy and move on to someone else.
I'll ask all Bengals fans this question. How much longer did the Bengals hold on to Marvin Lewis than you wanted them to? You know the answer to that question. It's because they will not pay a coach dead money. Period. End of story.
Well, we also thought that they'd never put a sponsor on the stadium.
Talk all you want about it in Cincinnati. That won't happen.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot.
Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.